There are a lot of poor women who really suffer during the days of their menstrual period. The number of school days that girls lose because they are not able to go to school because they don't have access to decent sanitary products, so it's safer to stay at home. It's a huge problem. Scotland has become the first country to allow free and universal access to menstrual products, including tampons and pads, in public facilities. The Scottish Parliament earlier this week voted unanimously in favour of the Period Products Bill. We speak now to Monica Lennon, the lawmaker who introduced the bill last year. Monica, good afternoon, and I suppose congratulations is in order?
Good afternoon, and thank you. It's a pleasure to be speaking to you today.
It was about a year that it took to get the bill passed from introducing it.
That's right. About a year ago, the bill was formally introduced to Parliament, but the campaign started in 2016 when I was first elected to the Scottish Parliament. And I've been campaigning with young people's organisations, with women and girls, trade unionists, charities. It's really engaged people right across Scotland. Teachers have really been involved also, because we know it's an issue that can really hit younger people hard, especially when they feel embarrassed about talking about periods and having to access products. So it's felt like a long time coming. And of course, women and girls have been campaigning on these issues for generations. So it feels like a real step forward for gender equality. And I'm pleased that it's being well received around the world.
How's it going to work in practice?
So it's actually really straightforward. The good news is that Scotland has made a lot of progress over the last couple of years, and we had some pilot schemes and initiatives that started locally and then that rolled out nationally. So already free period products are available in schools and colleges and also universities. What the bill does, it makes it now a legal requirement, so it's not just a policy. So that's really been so positive. But in terms of the wider community, for women and girls and people who menstruate who are not in education, local authorities, the local council, will have to provide a scheme locally. Now, it could be that you would collect products and take them home, perhaps from a leisure centre, a swimming pool, a library. It could be your doctor's surgery. And some people might get them posted to their home if they live in a very rural part of Scotland.
I mean, as I mentioned at the beginning of our chat, Monica, it's a huge problem in South Africa. There are probably literally millions of women who would benefit from something like this. It would have different cost implications for us than it would for you. What's the sense of the percentage of the menstruating female population of Scotland that need this help, that can't afford to buy decent sanitary products for themselves?
There's been quite a lot of research done, and around one in five women and girls across the UK have experienced period poverty at some point. That's going without essential products. Plan International UK estimate that during the COVID pandemic, that need has increased, because unfortunately, during this public health crisis, we've also seen an economic crisis, and people have lost income and lost jobs, and it's been a real issue. And again, around the world, it's an issue for everyone. So I have been really pleased to work closely with some campaigners in South Africa on this very issue. There is a lot of solidarity between countries, and I know that there's a real movement for change in South Africa to see period products freely available in schools, because if we want to, as countries of the world, take seriously the sustainable development goals and really achieve gender equality, then we have to get the basics in place, and periods are just a part of life. It's normal. So it would be good to see this going mainstream, because no one should miss out on their education because of their monthly periods.
I mean, I don't know if this is expected to be a problem, but women who can afford taking advantage of the fact that they are free and putting a burden, an extra burden on the Scottish fiscus that way? Is that something that's been thought about and a plan put in place? Or do you trust the majority of women who can afford to buy their own sanitary products to do so?
So, as I was saying, the initiatives have been rolled out across education settings and it hasn't been abused. It's been warmly welcomed. Okay. And of course, people who don't need to use the products don't take them and provide their own. So everyone in Scotland will still be able to go to the supermarket or the pharmacy to buy the product. But sometimes it's not about lack of money. We've had people who just didn't have the right coins to use a vending machine and then they had to bleed through their clothes. So most people in Scotland supported the bill. I think that's why it's been so successful politically, that all the parties have come together. But most people have said that they feel able to buy their own products, but they want there to be a safety net so that we can have dignity when we menstruate.
Well, I hope that it doesn't just get warmly accepted around the world that this is happening in Scotland, but that more and more countries move to follow suit. Monica, thank you very, very much for talking to us this afternoon. Member of the Scottish Parliament, Monica Lennon.